We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Marks and Reese, we are back. Carson Wentz spoke, and we'll get right to the phones. Carson Wentz spoke shortly after the Super Bowl, and it was all about, you know, what are you going to do? Are you going to change what you do? Are you going to be a different Carson? Here he is.
You know, I definitely won't change, so to speak. You know, I think that's what's, you know, made me successful this last season and really my whole career. I think it's just something that I've been learning since I got into the league. You know, it's just constantly learning how to protect myself, where to take those chances, where to not. You know, it's just kind of part of the game at the end of the day as well. So I'm not going to let this change me. I'm just going to keep learning as to where and when I can protect myself more. But the aggressiveness and those types of things, you know, I'm not going to change.
There you go, Wentz wagon!
But let me make this clear before people call in and start putting words into my mouth, right? I'm not saying that he shouldn't be out there trying to make plays. I'm not saying that he needs to become Eli Manning in a pocket quarterback. I'm saying he needs to be smarter on the field, which means you don't dive head first onto oncoming traffic, which is what he did. You don't.
If we need a late touchdown, dive right ahead.
All right, if it's fourth down, you can make the case.
Okay.
It was not fourth down.
Wait, listen, you're right. When Joel Embiid is diving into the stands 2 minutes to go in the first quarter, yeah, I don't need him doing that. Yeah, but if it's in the fourth quarter, you got to do what you got to do.
All right. I'm trying to see the play. But, I mean, it's and I agree with you on this. You don't want him out there thinking. You want him out there. You want him out there playing. You don't want him.
You want him to be reactive.
You want him playing, which is what's problematic for me is that you have this player that's so athletically gifted. On top of that, he has every intangible you want as a quarterback. Carson Wentz can be as successful a quarterback without having to do all that other stuff. The mobility is always going to be something that separates him to where he's making play with his legs and make plays with his arms.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to be diving and putting your health at risk because that ultimately is hurting your team. The bigger picture is more important than one play.
Calculated risks are always welcome. We just got to trust that he knows what he's doing.
All right. I don't trust that. Based on what he just said, I don't trust that because he's a football player. I get it. But that's where Doug has to help him. This isn't just about Carson. Doug's got to help Carson understand that he needs to play a little bit differently. But Doug's coming out saying that no restrictions. He's not coaching scared.
Yep.
All right, let's do it. Joe Abington. Hi, Joe.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you, Joe?
What up, Joe?
Hey, Ike, I got to tell you, man, I got to agree with Johnny Marks on this one 100%.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the guy's got an injury history. I played the position. I tore my ACL. He's got to play a little bit different. I'm not saying he shouldn't play with heart. I'm just saying, like Johnny's saying, he needs to play a little bit smarter, and he's a smart guy. That's the reason why we got a horse like Jay Ajayi back there, man.
Who's injured?
Yeah, but
Jay Ajayi's injured.
But even if you're short at running back, which mm-hmm. I understand, it doesn't mean because you don't have wide receivers, you don't have running back, that you throw him out there and say, Carson, listen, we need you. Go play like a video game quarterback.
Yeah, I think you guys are being extremists here with this whole thing. I just do. Because on one hand, you're trying to say, we just need him to play smart. Okay, I think he knows that. I think he knows that.
In the heat of battle, though, like, man, you don't want to lose him. And I mean, I hear what Johnny's saying.
I know, I hear him too. But I think,
I understand that, like, a quarterback sneak is going to be, for example, the most efficient play in a short yardage situation. But the bottom line is, again, you're paying big bucks to a great running back like Ajayi, and you need to take advantage of that and take care of your quarterback. Quarterbacks are not meant to take that kind of punishment, man.
Do you know the Eagles are ranked 18th in the league in running the football this year?
Yeah, but you know what? We know we have a good offensive.
Do you know Jason Peters may or may not play this week?
Yeah. Yeah, it's iffy.
Yeah.
He says he's going to, but I don't know what that really means.
And even if he starts the game. he may or may not be able to finish the game. We don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean,
yeah, you're right.
He started this past week didn't finish.
Going forward, that's a real concern. It is. Because now you have Sproles, who already has a hamstring issue. You have a quad injury with Jason Peters. Some of your older guys that you're counting on to be real contributors, and in Jason Peters' case, one of the most important guys on the team, and he's already missed the game, essentially.
Yeah, I mean, we act like Carson Wentz is out here running around like Michael Vick or RG3, even worse.
I would say that some of the plays I've seen from him, and he did a better job year two than year one protecting himself. Remember, he took a lot of unnecessary hits.
Yeah, because he still thought he was in North Dakota.
There's a difference between playing stupid, which I don't think Carson does as far as not going out of bounds. Like Mike Vick forever could have slid or ran out of bounds, but he always said that he felt like he was shortchanging the game or himself if he gave himself up and went out of bounds, right?
Right.
Like, I don't think Carson thinks that way.
Okay, then, so what are we worried about?
But he's still not playing smart enough if he thinks he's going to go back in there this year and do exactly what he did last year.
I saw one foolish play from Carson Wentz last year, and it was Carolina. And I said it at the time. Half of his fan base raved about his toughness.
They loved
and
him.
How he sacrificed for the team. No, I don't need you doing that.
But I appreciate that he does that.
No, I don't appreciate that.
Well, I do. It's wrong.
It makes no sense. It makes no sense.
It doesn't.
That's an example of a foolish play right there.
Yes.
Because you clearly see guys right there, and you didn't try to get down in front of them. You didn't even try to go over the top of them. You tried to go through them.
Yeah, but it's the same scenario.
That's not a smart play.
But it's the same scenario, except that he tried to run him over, then tried to dive for it.
Well, that's the difference.
I would say the diving's more reckless than trying to run a guy over, because you're in the air.
I would say I disagree.
Okay. Well, I'm saying both plays are reckless.
We disagree on it.
Okay.
That's all. We know this already.
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
Let's go to Brian, Westchester. Brian.
John, what you're proposing is so utterly ridiculous. It's beyond belief.
All right.
You act as if Carson Wentz has 5 minutes to sit there and think about, should I or should I not do X, Y, Z? Mm-hmm. He is simply wired a certain way. Let him play. Let's stop being babies. Mm-hmm. If he gets hurt, his career's over. That's what we bought into.
So be it. Oh, okay, so be it. So if he continues, by the way, he's already injury prone based on what he's done in the college and in the pros, right? So just because that's the way he's played and that's the way he's wired, you're just going to be okay with that. Like Ben Roethlisberger, for instance, was like that too. You know what he did? He learned that you need him on the field, right?
Ben Roethlisberger, he didn't learn anything. He went
head
first.
He still plays the same way. What are you talking about?
Right.
Does not.
Yeah, he does.
Does not.
You made the move for Carson Wentz. You interviewed him. You knew his makeup. There are certain things that he's going to do that are dangerous. Let's get over it, and if he gets hurt, he gets hurt. Aaron Rodgers, let's never let him throw a pass. Let him hand the ball off, because Aaron Rodgers is so great. Let's change everything about
him. Do you know where Aaron Rodgers gets hurt, Brian? In the pocket. He holds on to the ball too long. So you know what? He should change that, because he can't help the team. Yes, he can. Yes, he can.
Yes, he can. That's how you're wired. Instincts.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers hasn't changed anything about his game.
Yeah, hasn't won a Super Bowl since 2012. All right?
Yeah.
Hasn't even been close since 2012.
Because he makes $40 million a year, and no one can make any other money but him.
What does that mean?
On that roster.
Well, they can't put a team around him that can get him to the
right, I know. So you know what, Brian? Being that he makes that much money, and that was actually starting now. That wasn't before. But you know what that means? That maybe he should take better care in keeping himself healthy. Because when he's not healthy, the team doesn't even win a game. Right? So Aaron Rodgers is more important on the field.
My point is that he hasn't changed the way he played. He still plays the same exact way.
He does.
He's still Aaron Rodgers.
He does.
And because that's what makes Aaron Rodgers special. And Carson has to do the same thing. Some of these guys who aren't necessarily runners and they're just pocket passers. Yeah, Brady can play the same way he's always played. He's not going anywhere.
Right.
You know, Carson is not all of a sudden going to turn into Eli Manning and he's dropping like a sack of potatoes at the sight of a different color jersey around him. No, you know what he's going to do? He's going to pivot. He's going to spin out of a tackle, and he's going to run for a first down. You know what he's not going to do when the Redskins got him corralled? He's not going to just curl like a baby in a fetal position and go down on the ground. You know what he's going to do? Uh-huh. He's going to trick Merrill Reese, who thinks he's sacked, and he's going to say, whoa, he breaks out of there for a 15-yard right. run, 20-yard run. Right. That's what Carson's going to do.
Yeah, but that's fine. See, I thought a caller was going to be the one that came out and said that, but you did it first. That's fine. Yeah. You should do that. Here's what you shouldn't do. Hmm. Take unnecessary hits.
It's all a part of it.
Okay. That's
it's all
fine.
A part of
that's
it.
Fine. So
you can't pick out necessary. You can't pick. You can't just pick plays and say,
sure,
okay, I don't want you to do that. No, I'm pretty sure he knows that. He knows that already. But the idea that he needs to.
He may know, but he doesn't want to change.
Temper his game. He's not going to do that in the heat of the battle.
Your boy Donovan changed his game, right?
Okay.
He realized that he was getting injured, and he said, listen, I can't do that. I'm more important to my team on the field. So he changed a lot of what he did to stop taking unnecessary hits.
And how effective of a quarterback was he?
He was still effective when he had his mobility to get out of a rush.
How effective of
he was
a
effective.
Quarterback? Wasn't he the same?
2004, he wasn't effective?
What do you mean? The injuries didn't come to after that. What injury are you talking
2002
about?
2002 or 3?
When he broke his ankle?
Right.
Oh, come on, man. I'm not just talking about when he tore his ACL in 07. Donovan was the same player after 02. Are you kidding me? He was in his third year.
Donovan was still good. Donovan went down when he couldn't play anymore when he lost his mobility. I agree with, like, taking the running part out of his game, a lot of people felt like that was a big part of his game that he should have left in there. But with Andy and Donovan, they wanted him healthy. So they said, this is what we're going to do. We're going to make sure that he doesn't get nicked up like that.
Well, no, here's the biggest part of that scenario that you're leaving out. Donovan evolved as a quarterback from where he was in 01 and 02. You're talking about early in his career when he wasn't as good of a passing quarterback.
He was also slimmer.
Yeah, there was a lot of things that contributed to that. But early in his career, A, he didn't have receivers. And B, he was pretty much the offense with Deuce.
He was the offense.
So he had to run at times.
He did.
He evolved as a quarterback.
Yeah, but wouldn't you say it was a conscious effort to take that, to stop doing that to where...
But was I, not because of injury. Some people would assume it was for other reasons. It wasn't because of injuries.
Because he didn't want to be labeled as a...
Let's not get caught up on Donovan.
Well, it's just another point of a quarterback recognizing that I'm more important to my team on the field, and maybe I have to dial some back. But I'm not asking for Carson Wentz to turn into Eli Manning. What I'm saying is you got to dial back a little bit. You have to recognize that you've been injured so far, right, in your football career, and he's more important. Carson Wentz is more important on the field. Jack, Santa Barbara, California. Hi, Jack.
Johnny Marks.
Hello?
And Johnny.
Hi.
You hear me?
Yes, we got you.
What's up, Jack?
Hello?
Johnny Marks and Ike is not Ike at Night anymore.
You're right. That's a long time ago. Remember those good old days?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I remember, Ike. I remember.
Appreciate
it. Johnny, put me on the meatball list, okay?
All right. With everybody else, I got you.
Yeah.
You're just on a roll here, Jack.
Hey, yeah, man. Hey, how do you keep a defense on their heels? Right? With a play fake. Are they going to be on their heels because Nick Foles play fakes? No. They're going to have to game plan for Carson Wentz because he is what they thought he is.
What, as a runner?
He's not going to change.
No, but hold on a second. So you're talking about the quarterback running, so they're not going to know what's coming because you're saying he's a running threat as a design play.
He's able to play fake to the back, roll out, and now they have to keep a spy. They don't have to do that with Vic, right, Ike?
Yeah, you're right. You mean Wentz, right?
Yeah.
Right, but the scrambling is one thing, right? But they're not, you're right, that's going to be one person, a linebacker, a safety, or whatever, that's going to have to keep their eye on. I'm fine with that. What I'm saying
they're not going to do that with Carson Wentz.
No?
Hell no. When you can pass as good as he, as well as he does, you think they're going to take somebody out of coverage?
Well, at least they'll have somebody. No, but they'll have somebody that at least keeps an eye on on the potential for it. I don't know.
Yeah, you better play zone defense. You play man, yeah, he'll take off. If you play man and you're playing defense with your back turned to him, but you know, to he's too good of a passer, in my opinion, to put a spy on him. That's why people don't spy Aaron Rodgers.
He is a good enough passer to do it. He doesn't have to rely. He doesn't have to rely on reckless plays. That's my point.
Him running isn't necessarily reckless. Being reckless.
No, you're right.
Yeah, but that's what you're trying to say.
No. Him being reckless is him being reckless.
Okay.
The running part's almost separate.
Well, give me the instances where he was reckless last year.
Rams and Carolina.
So two games. He wasn't reckless in that Rams game. You keep saying that because he got injured.
Okay.
That wasn't a reckless play. It wasn't.
He left his feet and dove head first for the end zone.
Oh, my God. Okay.
888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. We're going to have to agree to disagree,
as some people would say. That wasn't a reckless play.
Okay. We'll see what the people say. We'll see what Twitter says there, Ben. We're getting some Ferrari comparisons with Carson Wentz. Oh, man, you don't leave the Ferrari in the garage at home. You take it out there.
If you're going to bring it out the garage, you better drive it.
But you got to take care of it. You can't be parking that down in Center City where someone can open up that car door and smash it. Right? You got to put it in the garage. You got to make sure you take care of that Ferrari. 888-729-9494. Marks and Reese. Believe me, I'm going to get under your skin even more with this. You're gonna be coming over and giving me a noogie.
You're not under my skin. I'm just the people are due to talking. I spoke already. You know what I mean? I let the people. We let them figure out what they wanting to do.
Marks and Reese, we're back. Mike Quick coming up. We'll ask Mike Quick.
Ask Mike Quick.
Coming up at 3:00.
Yep.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.